The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 2 and 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 23rd, 1969, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
He said, speak something about the compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva, known as Vedavyas, because he has compiled all the Vedic literature. Wonderful education. There are millions of verses in the Puranas, Mahabharata, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Only Srimad Bhagavatam contains 18,000 verses. Mahabharata contains about more than 100,000 verses. Similarly, there are other Puranas besides that, Upanishads. He is the editor and compiler of all this Vedic literature. But he was not satisfied. Even after his presentation of the Vedanta Sutra, he summarized all the Vedic knowledge in sutra. Sutra means codes. So people may take advantage, just like there are business codes, Bentley's codes, Henry's codes. Then one or two words will give impression of volumes of knowledge. Businessmen, they need it to save the expenditure on wearing a telegraphy, just like CIF. Accept your offering, CIF. CIF means cost including freight. That means goods will be delivered at your door. So similarly, there are many codes in business matter. In military arts, there are so many codes. The Vedanta Sutra means codes of all Vedic knowledge. Sutra. Sutra means codes. Just like Atha Brahma Jigyasa, Atha. Now, Atha, after this, Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Jigyasa, one should inquire. Now, you can explain in volumes of books, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. So there are different commentators. They have explained when Brahma Jigyasa should begin, when one should be prepared to inquire about the Supreme. Somebody says, after Karma Kandiya, after finishing all these sense gratificatory processes, or after this, because the word is atha, now here in after. Therefore, that's ataha. This word is very significant, ataha. Why therefore? Especially in your America, you are all American boys and girls, you should take note of this ataha, therefore. What is that therefore? Therefore means that you have enjoyed your material life as luxuriantly as possible, but you are confused. You are not happy. You have produced hippies, frustration. Therefore, you can take this word, therefore. Because we have failed the Americans have failed to achieve the highest pleasure of life, even by arranging all kinds of material facilities. Therefore, they should be eager to understand, at least they should inquire, what is the cause. Don't bother about that. So, Brahma Jigyasa. This Brahma Jigyasa is answered immediately in the Vedanta Sutra. What is Brahma? Or what is the greatest? Say, greatest happiness. Now you have enjoyed material happiness, but you are not satisfied, you are confused. Then you should inquire, what is greatest happiness? So these codes are so important thing, Vedanta Sutra. You can explain therefore in so many ways, according to your knowledge. But scientifically, this therefore means you are trying to find out the original source of happiness. We are trying to find out what is the original source of this cosmic manifestation. Why we are hankering after happiness? Why we are confused? So many things. What is the original source? Now the original source is replied immediately in the next sutra, next code. Janmadasya jataha. The original source, either of happiness or of distress, everything, original source is that. Simply giving original. Janmadasya jataha. Where from everything emanates. Distress also emanates, and happiness also emanates. These cosmic manifestations also emanates. The supply also emanates. Everything emanates. The Supreme Source. Now you can explain. Everything emanates. How is that? Distress also emanates. And happiness also emanates, knowledge also emanates, ignorance also emanates, yes. There is fullness. There is fullness. This is the, this how that original source is for everything that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad also. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, I am the source of everything. I am the source of happiness, I am the source of distress, I am the source of all this Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, everything. Matta Parataru Nasti. There is no more supreme source than me. Then why these two things, duality, distress and happiness, that is also answered in the Bhagavad Gita. You will find, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya matya smriti jnana apohanancha. I am sitting in everyone's heart, and from me there is memorization and forgetfulness. Why you are disturbing? Sit down. Hear. Try to hear. So, matta smriti jnana apohananch. One forgets, and also one remembers. Remembrance and forgetfulness. So, why one remembers Krishna consciousness and why one forgets Krishna consciousness. Actually, my constitution position is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that jiver swarupa nitya Krishna das. Actually, the constitutional position of the living entities are that he is eternally servant of God. That is his position. He is meant for that purpose. But he forgets. That forgetfulness is also Janmadasyajata, the Supreme. Why? Because he wanted to forget. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasate mayatare japutiya dhare. Just like sometimes we imitate somebody, I think he is very much enjoying. So I also think, why not? I enjoy like him. This is natural. We have got independence to think like that. Similarly, when the living entities whose business is to serve Krishna, when he wants to become Krishna, when he wants to become God, although he is dog, still when he wants to imitate, he is immediately put into the clutches of Maya. All that you enjoy. Try yourself. Try yourself to become God. So this is material world means everyone is trying to become God. I am trying to become God, you are trying to become God. So there is competition between gods. He has forgotten that he is dog, but he is trying to become God. Especially in these days, especially in our India, Bengal, there are so many gods incarnation. Rascal. So many. As if God is so cheap thing that anyone can become God. So God has given us the chance all life to try to become God. He's trying to become God and more, this is asuric. Just like Hiranyakashipu. As soon as his little child would say, Krishna, Narayan, he would immediately become angry. Who is this Narayan? He's God, just like this child. He's me. I am God. Who is God? You are trying to respect some other God. So this philosophy is there always. And now it is very prominent that everyone wants to become God. So many Sannyasis, they come to your country and they say, you are God, I am God, this is God, that is God. So, this is going on. And in the lower stage, they are grossly under the impression that I am this body, I am this mind, or I am this intelligence, and later on I am God, and so many things. So this Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatam, explains that Supreme from where everything is emanating, Janmadasya Jataha, from the very beginning, Janmadasya Jataha, Annayat, itaratascha, arthesu, avigya, sarat. Very nicely. You have read our explanation, English explanation in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is that Supreme? That Supreme, Janmadasya Jataha, that Supreme is avigya. He knows everything. But these so-called cheap gods, do they know everything? He does not know even what is going to happen the next moment. Just like I heard there was a god, Meher Baba, here came. And he did not know that he is going to meet with some motor accident, and still he claimed that he is God. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the right explanation of the philosophy. What is the origin and source of everything? That is the beginning, Janmanta philosophy. Therefore, it is called Bhasyang Brahma Sutra. I am Grantham. Srimad Bhagavatam is the right commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So, how this Vedanta Sutra commentary was originally written by the author himself is explained in the fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. You try to understand. So, the cause was that after compiling all this Vedic literature up to the end, Vedanta Sutra, Vyasadeva was not satisfied. Vyasadeva was still morose. Narad Muni, he is spiritual master, he could understand that Vyasadeva is seeking something, the wife. I am morose. I try to give knowledge to the people as far as possible, as far as I am known from reliable sources, so I am not satisfied. At that time, Narad came to him, and as they received him, as it is the duty of the disciple to give good reception to the spiritual master, and when he was seated nicely, it is said, Athattam sukhamasinam upasinam brihachava devarsi praha viprasim vinapani smayanniva. So devarsi, when he was comfortably seated with his hand, in his hand, that vinapani. Vinapani is called Saraswati. Vina means that string instrument which is carried by Narad and also Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Saraswati, students, they worship Saraswati for getting learning, material knowledge. And we Vaishnavas, we also, he's also Saraswati, Narad is also Saraswati. My spiritual master was known as Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati is the knowledge. So there are two kinds of knowledge. Avidya and Vidya. Real Vidya means Brahma Vidya. This Brahma Jignasa, Adhata Brahma, that is Vidya, that is real knowledge. And Avidya, Karma Sangha. Another Vidya is how to learn technology. Avidya. There is avidya. Avidya, karma sangha, anya, titiya, shaktirishyate. So now, at the present moment, the education is being given to the people how to work hard, karma sangha. That is not now, that is the system. Because everyone wants to enjoy senses as far as possible. So he has to work very hard. But in this Srimad Bhagavatam you will find the instruction is by Rishabdev that this life is not meant for that simply hard labor for sense gratification. If you work hard, you try to work hard for attaining Krishna consciousness. Then your life will be success. You have to work hard. If you want to enjoy senses, they are not very easily available. It is said that ujjoginam purarsam upaiti lakhi. Unless you become industrious, laborious, you cannot enjoy even this material world. So one has to work, because his business is to become servant. Jive sarupa nitya krishna das. So if he does not become servant of Krishna, then he will have to become servant of Maya. That's like same thing we are doing in this new Vrindavan, anywhere. The same thing, we are also cooking, we are also cleansing. So this is for Krishna. So even if we get tired by cleansing for Krishna, but that is an asset. Yes. And if we work the same thing for sense gratification, that is simply spoiling time. This is the technology of Krishna consciousness. That we can achieve the highest perfection of life by doing the same thing. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jukta Vairagyam Ucchate. So, back then, he also worked very hard, wrote so many books, unlimited. But he was not happy. So if you work for Maya, then you will never be happy. You will get tired and you will simply be confused. But if you work for Krishna, then you will be happy. Just like, there are so many examples. Arjuna also, he remained a military man. He was in the beginning military man. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a military man. But that military man was for Krishna. And in the beginning, he was a military man for acquiring some kingdom for sense gratification. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is simply to change the consciousness, to change the account. The activities may be the same, but when the account is changed, then you get the highest profit. So, when Vyasadeva was morose, so his spiritual master is addressing Vyasadeva as Parasarja Mahabhava. Mahabhava. Parasarja means Vyasadeva is the son of Parasar Muni, who was a great sage. His mother was Satyavati. Actually, Vyasadeva was born, his mother was a fisher girl. Fisher, in Bengali we call merchant. So, but because the father was very great, Parashar Muni, so there is no question of father and mother. Everyone comes in his own ability according to karma. Nobody is responsible for his birth. Everyone is responsible for his work. So Vyasadeva became a great personality, although he was son of a fisher woman. Parasarja, he is addressing, my dear son of Parasarja, Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga means you are very fortunate. Bhaga means fortune. Bhagya, Mahabhaga, Parasarja Mahabhaga, Bhavata Kachidatmana Paritushati. Do you think that you will be satisfied identifying yourself with this material body or mind? That is not possible. Paritushati Sharira Atma Manasa Ivava. Sarira, sarira abhimani atma. Atmana tena sarirena kachit king paritasyati. One who is, you have compiled so many books on this concept of life that the living entities are, some of them are considering that I am this body, and some of them are considering I am this mind, and some of them are considered, I mean, this intelligence, but he is none of them. He is above this. He is transcendent. Unless he comes to that position, there is no question of paritushya or satisfaction. So this is the first question that, my dear, whereas there, you are so great, you are born of a great father, you are so learned, Mahabhava, you are so fortunate, but still all your compilation of these books are based on the concept of this body and mind. Therefore, you cannot get happiness. Then he says, Jiggasitam susampannam apite mahadadbhutam. Kṛtavān bhāratam jastyam sarvārtha paribhiriṅgitam. You have recently done, because Vyasadev, after the battle of Kurukshetra, he wrote Bharata, this Mahabharata, history of India, or history of this planet, Mahabharata. So he says, Kṛtavān bhāratam jastyam sarvārtha paribhiriṅgitam. Sarvartha. Sarvartha, artha means, what are the arthas? Artha means interest. Interest. So there are four kinds of interest. We are interested in four things. If we are actually human being, a civilized being, then we should be interested with four things. What are those four things? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. In human society, for at least peaceful living, the human society must have religion, dharma. And artha means economic development. Good condition, economic condition, that is also required. One says the human society should be religious, they must have nice economics, organization, and the kama, they must have also nice arrangement for sense gratification. The sense gratification is not denied. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And after that, when one is satisfied, when one is by religious procedure, he is satisfied in his economic development, in his satisfaction of senses, the next need is moksha. Moksha means liberation from material bondage. These are four arthas, chaturbarga, purushartha. Purushartha. Purushartha means the interest of the living entity. But they are not final. They are not final. So Narada will give the hint. What is the final purusharthā? That final purusharthā is Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Not that. Even if we become liberated, if we merge into the existence of the Absolute, that is also not final. Therefore, in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, you'll find in the beginning that dharma prajjita koitavātra. These four principles of our interest means dharma, artha, kama, moksha, prajjita. They are thrown away from this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. And the great commentator, Sridhara Swami, he says that dharma prajjita, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, atra mukhyabhisandhirati parityakta. One should not aspire even for liberation. That is the position of the devotee. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanang, na janang, na sundarim, kavitang, ba jagadisa kama. These are dharmartha. Everyone wants money. Everyone wants good wife, good family, good comfortable life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies that, I don't want all these things. You should study very scrutinizingly, critically, and there is explanation of great stalwart devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam there are eight kinds of commentary and Bhagavad Gita, they are authorized. There are ordinary commentary. There are ordinary commentary, there may be many. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there are 9 kinds of commentary. So, Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad, they are themselves illuminated. Just like sunlight, there is no need of lamp to see the sunlight. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, they are self-illuminated. Simply, word to word, if you try to understand, then you'll get enlightenment. Still, there are acharyas who can help you. This is Srimad Mahabharata, which is referred now by Narad Muni, Kritamana Bharatam Jastam Sarvartha Barihantam. He says, Jigyasitam Susampanna Piti Mahadad. Jigyasitam. Because Vyasdev inquired from Narad, that is the duty of the disciple. Just like Rupa Goswami says, how we can develop, we are explaining these things in our Nectar of Devotion. Adur Gurbhasram, you must inquire, you must be inquisitive. So where from inquiry? You have to inquire from a guru, a spiritual master who can actually give you right knowledge. And spiritual master means he is able to answer your question. See, one should be very much inquisitive. Then what sort of inquisitiveness? You are asking the spiritual master what is the rate of this article, just like businessmen can know. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that you should inquire. What is that inquiry? Tasmad gurum pravaddeta jigyasu. Jigyasu, inquire, inquisitive. What is that? What is that inquiry? Tasmad gurum pravaddeta jigyasu sriya uttamam. One who is inquisitive to understand uttamam, beyond this darkness. Because anything you inquire about material things, that is darkness. Tamasima, jyotigam, that is uttamam. Tamam means darkness. Ut means udgatam. So every word has volumes of meanings. Udgatam, therefore sometimes right commentary is required. So uttamam means udgatam, tamam. Tamam means this material world. When one is inquisitive to understand about the spiritual life, then he should accept a spiritual master. Otherwise there is no need. A spiritual master is not a fashion, that I should have a spiritual master. People are after fashion. No. One must be very much inquisitive to know. What about inquisitive? Tamam. What is the highest perfection of life? If one is actually inquisitive to understand about the highest perfection and stage of our life, then he should search after a spiritual master. That is the direction. So here Nāra says that you, jigyāsitam, you have inquired. And after inquiry, you have done also very nicely. Because Vyasadeva has written so many books, just like we are trying to write so many books. What is that book? That means whatever we have understood from our spiritual master. That's all. So one should be inquisitive, assimilate them, and susampanan. This is called sravanam kirtana, Vishnu. The inquiry means sravanam. Inquire means to get the answer that is hearing. And then assimilate, and then kirtanam, then distribute the knowledge to the world. That is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja. Anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of India, Bharatvarsha. Just see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives power to every Indian. Every Indian has got this opportunity because this land of religion, the land of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. But the rascal men, they are being taught, they throw away these books. Such misfortunate condition is now in India. They are recommending wholesale cow's litter in India to make this business. Unfortunately, we have to be governed by such rascals. So, the sooner the Indians give up this, now, so long, these nonsensical things are going on, it is better. It is better. So, jigyasitam. Narada says that he will inquire nicely. And you have written very nice books also. Jigyasitam susamman apiti mahat adbhuta. And your knowledge is wonderful. Everything, all credit is being given to Vyasadeva. Adbhutam. Jigyasadaditam cha brahma jattat sanatana. Not only ordinary things, not only a material knowledge, but you have inquired our Brahma, athāta brahma jigyasa. Sanātanam. This Brahma means that is eternal. And what is not Brahma, that is temporary. So Sanātana, you have inquired about Brahma and you have understood, you have assimilated, you have compiled very wonderful book, Adbhutam, and the history, Bharatam, Mahabharatam, Sarvartha, Sarvartha Parivindhitam. In that Mahabharat, you are given all the information of these four principles of perfection, namely Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And this Bhagavad Gita is there in the Mahabharata, in the Bhishma Parva. So, athapi sochasi, athapi, still you are morose. After doing all these things, you are still magathapi sochasi atmanam akritarthaiva praho, praho. Now, here you see, we are teaching our disciples to address among themselves praho. This is not new thing. This is very old. Now Narada is addressing Vyasadeva Prabhu, his disciple. His disciple, he is addressing Prabhu. So we should give respect. Just like we address Kirtananda Maharaj. Although he is my disciple, but the respect should be given. Narada is addressing Vyasadeva Prabhu. My dear Prabhu, you are lamenting, you have done so nice, wonderful things and you have learned, you have asked about the transcendental subject matter, you have compiled so many nice books. Why you are? This question must be there, just to apprehend that what is the reason? This is the question and answer of Vyasadeva. It is very interesting. You have got already your book, Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 1st canto. They are very interesting. So we shall discuss. It is 10 now, we shall stop.